Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right, welcome to this week's episode of Take It or Leave It, where my husband blew a gasket, we may never podcast again, and Tiffany found a desk under a bridge.
No, that's not what happened. That's so funny. Yes, welcome. Am I supposed to say stuff?
I don't know. Who the fuck knows what's going on? I mean, it is such a disaster.
I was tripping, dude, because after our... Why am I up in the red? I thought I was turning it down this whole time, and I was just kept turning it up. Earlier today, when we cut out the live stream, I was worried because I went to go make sure that it wasn't still on while Dave was cussing and throwing pots and pans. And it started playing and I'm like, oh my God, we're live. And I start panicking and trying to like call, wave you down and call you. But it was just the replay.
Yeah.
So it was funny.
So where do we start? How has it gone since you decided to quit vaping and quit caffeine last week?
It's been a journey. It's been a journey. I hit my vape twice yesterday. Not my vape, a vape that I found. And it was like a gift for my mouth. And I also had a soda, which has caffeine in it. And that was yesterday. Clearly, yesterday was a relapse kind of day. But I think I felt discouraged because nothing's changed health-wise since quitting.
Okay.
But, okay. I'm just saying that was my mindset.
I can understand that, but it's been a relatively tiny amount of time.
5 days.
Okay. So you did 5 days without hitting your vape or having caffeine.
No, I did like 4. And then on day 5, I just had a little zhuzh. But I've been doing nicotine lozenges.
Okay. Well, we talked about how that's the chemical that's actually causing these symptoms. So when you say, I've gone this many days and I still have these symptoms, it's because you're still ingesting nicotine.
For sure. That makes complete sense.
Okay. So just as long as everybody is aware.
Right. It's like cutting myself and being like, I'm still bleeding. The knife isn't as sharp as the other knife, but it's still not awesome. Makes sense.
Yes.
So my plan is not to go back to vaping. I'm not planning on purchasing vapes or continuing the vape habit. I have a feeling I'm going to be replacing my vape addiction with this nicotine lozenge addiction, which I did for years, which is not ideal. And it's not end game, but it's, I mean, I guess it's better than it was. So I'm trying.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously it's got to be, I wouldn't even know what it would feel like to be cold turkey on something. Like I wouldn't. I don't think I've ever. No, I've tried to quit coffee.
That's honestly what I'm struggling with the most. And maybe it's because it is the thing that I'm going cold turkey. Whereas like I've been sucking on the occasional lozenge.
Well, what about a decaf coffee?
Yeah, that's an interesting idea.
Because then at least you're getting that hot, you know, if you want that hot cup of coffee in the morning.
Or tea, and right? I could do tea if I wanted.
Yeah, but it's definitely not the same. But
I've never really been a tea person. I've been a tea person for like 2 days at a time when I'm like, I'm getting my life together. I'm a sophisticated lady.
Yeah. I I mean, I like tea, but I think if you're looking for a hot cup of coffee in the morning, decaf, I would try some decaf if I were
That's
you.
That's a good idea. That idea always depressed me and it felt pointless, but I can see the allure. I could see wanting that coffee beanie taste, feeling, experience in my mouth and not wanting the consequences. I will say, yeah, I don't know. I won't know what I was going to say something, but it was pointless.
Well, I hope that you do start to have some relief from your symptoms, because I know those have been.
Yeah, they're just annoying.
Really hard.
And weird. Yeah, but it's okay. I don't. We all got something. I just saw this news article for some reason. I just scrolled on it. And it has absolutely nothing to do with what we're talking about. But this, the headline was, man who got 5 women pregnant at the same time hosts joint baby shower for all of the mothers to be. Did you hear about this?
No.
That's so crazy if it's real. And the fact that he's like, I got you. And like, is the one who threw it. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
He's a musician.
So one second. Funny. Hello? Matthias, yes. Yes, please. Thanks, bye.
God, everybody's always got something going on. What's happening at 12:40?
It was the school. They were calling because they have now, when you want to do an early release for your kid, you have to have it in before 10 a.m., and then they call to verify to make sure that you're actually allowing your kid to leave because he drives his own car.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
So they check and they're like, did you actually submit this? Because I guess the kids will submit their own early release. Duh. And then so they actually call the parent and verify. And if you don't answer and verify, they will not let you leave.
Oh, my gosh. I would have been so screwed. My mom never would have answered, dude. That's so funny. I really don't like how much background is in this. Like, it stresses. I mean, it doesn't stress me out. It's just embarrassing, I think.
Okay, because, I don't know why you're embarrassed, but.
Well, the small image that I can see looks like I'm sitting in the aftermath of a tornado.
Okay, you're so dramatic.
I'm reporting live from. What
I'm
happened?
Sorry. You're not dramatic. You're theatrical.
No, that's nice. That was a nice switch up.
Yeah, you're theatrical.
You're not wrong about either.
So have you been following the Gypsy Rose Blanchard?
kind of. Like, I have no choice because it's everywhere.
But I mean, you remember when it happened, right?
Absolutely.
So back in 2015, like, it was all over the news, and you remember hearing about this girl whose mom had Munchausen by proxy, and, you know, she gets the boyfriend to kill the mom. And like, so it's funny because Sophia, like, 2 weeks ago was like, Mom, there's this girl named Gypsy Rose. Have you ever heard of her? And I was like, yeah.
Have and a seat, like, child.
She's like, she is so cool. And I was like, well, she did murder her mother. And she's like, no, she didn't. And I'm like, no, she did. And she's like, no, she didn't. That was her boyfriend. And I was like, well, she did buy him a bus ticket and a knife to do it. So I'm going to say,
yeah,
that she played a role in murdering Mummy. And so she's telling me, she's like, well, I'm watching her on TikTok and she was released from jail and everybody is rooting for her and da 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 da. And I was like, okay. I said, that's all well and good, but you should probably know the whole story. And it's a fucked up story. I mean, what this woman did to this girl is an unbelievable abuse.
Yeah.
So she was like, can we watch the docudrama? Mm. And I was like, yeah. So we watched it on Hulu. And my kids are so ridiculous. So they think that we make up words sometimes because they've just never heard of them. All of my children.
They
so
cooed, like you and Dave?
Yeah. So like the other day, Dave was in the car and he was talking to the kids about something. And he was like, oh, yeah, well, that car has suicide doors. And Matthias is like, that's not a real thing. And he's like, yes, it is. They're suicide doors. And Brian was like, you just make stuff up to see if we're stupid. And Dave's like, no, suicide doors are a real thing. So then a couple of days later, we were talking about how and there's not a lot of there's like no storage in this house. So I had to buy a bunch of shelves. And so Dave was like, do you want to get a baker's rack? And Matthias is like, stop making things up. And I was like, what? And he's like, a baker's rack is not a real thing. And I'm like, yes, it is. So then circling back to Gypsy Rose Blanchard, I go, yeah, the mom had Munchausen by proxy. And Matthias is like, you just make everything up. There's not real. That's not a real word. That's not a real. And I was like, Matthias, I was like, why would I make this up? I was like, he's like, Munchausen, that's not real. And I was like, yes, it is. Munchausen by proxy is where a parent or guardian imposes an illness that is not real onto a child in order to get attention through these medical appointments. Mm-hmm. And so we sat down and started watching the docudrama on Hulu. And he was like, oh, my gosh, like this is that's terrible. And I was like, yeah, it's terrible. Like she made this girl sit in a wheelchair. She made her use diapers. I mean, she gave her medication so that she would look and feel sick. She took out her salivary glands. She did ear tubes on this kid. She did eye surgeries on this kid. So I think Sophia got, like, she was seeing all this stuff on TikTok, right? And yeah. It was very, like, everybody was like Team Gypsy when she got released. And then she kind of realized like, oh, not only is it a sad story, but it's a sad story that includes the murder of a parent. Mm. So and now she's like, Mom, just so you know, everybody on TikTok, the tide is turning.
Yeah.
And I was like, why?
That's so funny.
And she's like, I don't know. Everybody now is like, boo, Gypsy Blanchard. And I was like, what?
I know. It's so confusing, the whole thing. Not confusing, but like for me as a person who overthinks everything and tries to see all possible sides. You know what I mean? Like the boyfriend, he had an IQ, I think a 4 or something really low. I don't know the numbers, probably because mine's 7.5, but his IQ was like really low. And I believe he was like a couple of points away from being considered mentally, whatever the correct term is for it. Then you've got the mom who has this mental illness of Munchausen by proxy, which is a mental illness. It's so effed up, the things that transpired because of it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Gypsy, who, whatever. I don't want to root for any of them, but I also don't want to not root for them. I just think actions have consequences, and all things considered, somebody has died. And it's crazy. So it's not like I'm like pro Gypsy Rose or against her. I just am indifferent. Like, she did her time. Okay, great. Was 8 years enough? She was in prison her whole effing life, basically. If you think about it, she's only just actually free right now.
For the first time.
For the first time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know about going on, like, a world tour immediately and doing press interviews and stuff. But if you have a new documentary out, that makes sense. Because you have to promote the documentary. But other people are thinking she's going out to, like, brag about her. I don't know. It's all very confusing.
And she had nothing to do with the Hulu docudrama.
I don't even know what that is.
The Hulu docudrama, The Act, the one that Sophia and I watched, she had nothing to do with it in terms of, like, they didn't talk to her about making it. Like, it was not like she was involved in that process. But she did do those prison diaries, a documentary through that, whatever that series is of prison, whatever, leading up to her parole hearing and then being released. And of course, she also, I'm assuming there will be books, there will be more movies, there will be more things that follow with this. But yeah, I mean, the boyfriend not only is on the autism spectrum and has Asperger's, but is definitely, you know, has other mental health issues. And
he does have Asperger's?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the mom. In both the documentaries that I watched this past week, let the police know, you know, he's on the spectrum and has Asperger's.
Wait.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
People are saying she was an addict for years in jail and out of jail. There's a lot to the story.
Yeah. So she was addicted to pain pills.
Gypsy?
Yep.
Obviously.
Yeah. So she
wasn't force-fed them her whole life?
Different medications. But of course, she would get into the mom's medicine cabinet and take the ones that she knew made her feel numb. And then she was taking them in prison as well. She was getting him in prison and taking him in prison.
Interesting. Well, yeah, I mean, that is the least shocking of everything to me.
Yeah, I don't know that anybody was shocked when they heard that in the documentary. I mean, it's actually what was shocking was when she got to prison and they let her out into the yard for the first time to sit at a picnic table. She said in the documentary, it was the first time she ever felt free because she was allowed to talk to people and she didn't have to pretend to be somebody she wasn't while in jail. So that was actually the saddest part, where it was like, you conspired to murder your mother, ended up in jail, and this is the first time in your life you've ever felt quote unquote free.
Yeah.
So
it's, I'm, because. I think of everything from every angle possible. It's an exhausting trait, but I think about it like if that wouldn't have happened to Dee Dee, where would she be today? You know, would it get to a point where she's old enough to be like, hey, mom, this something isn't right? You know what I mean? Like if you're not ill and you, or would her mom have just kept her ill and continued making her feel like she had to be with her? What's that called when you your captor?
Oh, like
Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah,
at like, where would she be? It's just crazy to think about. So what I would say if somebody was like, what's your official statement? She deserves a chance at life. I don't like murder. I hope she's all right.
That's a raving endorsement. I don't like murder.
I don't know.
So
awkward because people.
No,
I don't know. I don't know.
Look, it happened. She went to jail. She pled based on her plea and what had happened to her. you know, with the Munchausen by proxy and her mom, that was why she got the 8 years. All right. Or maybe it was 10 and she was paroled too early or whatever, or one early, ended up being 8. It was 9. But they, when they sentenced her, all of that came into play. Right? I mean, you can't.
You know who shouldn't be in jail, in my opinion? Brandon Dassey. I really think that kid is innocent. Is that, should I not say that out loud? It's based on a documentary I watch. It's not on any factual evidence from the case, but.
And that documentary was How to Make a Murderer. Making a Murderer. Yeah.
But I watched hours and hours of interrogation footage of this kid. And it is classic leading, what do you call it? Leading the witness? Or whatever. The poor kid, speaking of low IQs, you know, he's got some stuff going on too. And I truly believe that he was manipulated into this confession. If you like watch the interrogation in its entirety, and that's my opinion based on not being there at all and not knowing what happened. It's not even the documentary. It's the actual interrogation footage with the police officers. They would tell him something about the case and then be like, you did that, right? You took the knife and then what? And I don't know. It's so leading. I don't know. I feel bad. I feel like he should at least have another chance because I feel like he got screwed, dude. If anybody has 8 extra hours, go watch all the footage.
Oh, and that was a lot. Was a big one when that one came out. Everybody was glued to the TV with that one.
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch The Curious Case of Natalie Grace?
No, but everybody says I'm like the dad with my crazy eyes, quote unquote.
No, I don't. You're not like the dad at all.
That's what they said.
The dad, okay. I need you to watch The Curious Case of Natalie Grace because we have to talk about this.
Okay,
I'll watch it
for you.
It's insane. It's 2 seasons, 6 episodes each, so 12 total. And I, at the last episode, the last second of the last episode, I sprung from the couch and I was like, what the fuck?
Hold on, you're freezing up. Say that again.
I said, what the fuck? Last second of the last episode.
Well, I think they showed that clip on social media, right? Sitting in her dark clothes on the...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't want to spoil it for anyone, but...
You need to watch it, though. It's crazy.
Okay.
Crazy.
I'll watch it.
I mean, you know the premise of the show, right? Or the documentary?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Her age.
Okay. Yeah.
And stuff. I'll watch it, I guess, dude, for you, if you want to talk about it next week.
I just think that it was one of the most twisty, turny true crimes.
Really? But it's not crime, is it?
It is. There are multiple crimes. That's why I'm telling you have to watch this.
Okay.
It is crime ridden.
Shut up. I thought it was just an adoption story about a girl who might be 47.
It is the craziest thing. It is insane. That's why I didn't click on it at first to watch, because I was like, this is weird. But no, it is. It's insane.
Okay.
It's insane. You have to watch it. Anyway, so I did watch that because somebody told me that I had to watch that. So I sat and I watched through that on a Saturday or Sunday after last week after we got back from his track meet. I watched that and I was just like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh.
You watched 12 episodes of a docuseries on Sunday?
I took a break to eat. I probably ate in front of the TV.
You're lying.
No.
Are you serious?
But I probably finished it Monday because it was no school day, I think.
Not that
right?
That's better.
No school. Listen, I've been working nonstop, and
I'm so proud of you.
I couldn't move my body, so I just turned the TV on and I folded laundry and watched this docuseries and that's all I did.
Okay. I'll watch it. Everybody's saying it'll blow my mind.
Yeah, it's an insane one. And then the other thing that I was talking about that I watched with Sophia, that if you just want something cute and cheesy, and you could watch this with Chloe too, is the My Life with the Walter Boys. Why?
The wrestling movie?
No, it's not a wrestling movie. <It's> a... What?
What?
She can watch My Life with the Walter Boys with Chloe. The worst thing that happens in there is a kiss.
What's the one with Zac Efron?
Oh, I don't know, but that's not with Zac Efron. This is a Netflix show that let me Google it. I think it's definitely
Iron
not
Claw.
TV-14.
Thanks, Candace. It just sounds like it would be called My Life with the Walter Boys.
Let's see. They say it's a drama. It's on Netflix. I'm trying to see what the rating is.
Can I tell you something that's so weird, everyone, while she's doing that? My daughter got... Meredith got my daughter a Polaroid camera, and we finally ordered batteries for it. And so Chloe took some pictures of us on this Polaroid. I don't know if it's because it's not a cell phone. I don't know if it's because it's like the first time my picture has been taken not on a cell phone in forever. And I don't know if you'll be able to see this, but when I tell you that this is my mother that I'm looking at in this photo, it blows. It's all I see when I look at it is my mom. And I feel like there's a weird link between the last time I saw her was this kind of film, not necessarily Polaroids, but it looks different on your cell phone camera with the automatic filters and shit versus like the raw flash photo. It's all I can see. It's so crazy is all I could see is my mom.
It's a very, very cute picture.
And then she took this one of me outside. And I'm like, this is so, you're so used to living in a world where everything is so like filtered and color corrected. And just to have a raw photo like this, it just makes me feel nostalgic and amazing. And I love it so much. And I want to never take a picture on my phone again. And I want to never be on my phone again. And I want build a time travel spaceship machine and go back. What do you call that? Time machine. excuse me. Aliens? I love it. I love that there are aliens everywhere and UFOs everywhere and crazy things happen. I love it. I'm like, finally. They feel comfortable being them true selves. You know,
so do you want to elaborate on that?
They've spent their life hiding and now they're just free and they're here and I'm cool with it. If you guys want to come chill with us, bring it. If you want to abduct us, let's go. Like, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, just welcome. This is how I feel.
Okay. Can you give me an example or?
Of what? Aliens?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they've got, you know, this weird mall situation. A lot of people are saying it was just fireworks and a fight. Okay, fine. That's fine. And the footage that they released to prove that of kids fighting was footage from years ago. Multiple witnesses have come forward and said, you know, we saw these, dude. But then other people are like, out of all those people, nobody got footage. And then other people are like, we were running for our effing lives. We weren't about to get out our phone. When you're in a life or death situation, blah, blah, blah. It's just very interesting. So there's that whole thing. But then there's so
where
much.
Where in Miami?
Bitch, you didn't hear about the Miami Mall?
Aliens at the mall in Miami. No.
What?
How did I miss this?
That's a phenomenal question. I'm shocked that.
Hold
what?
On. Teens running, police converging, and a gray splotch that appears to be moving. Video from an outdoor mall in Miami stoked wild claims this week on social media that aliens had landed on Earth, but the truth is far more terrestrial. On Monday, a group of 50 teens caused a riot at Bayside Marketplace, an outdoor mall roughly 5 miles from South Beach, according to the Miami Police Department. The teens were setting off fireworks, which led to a panic as some assumed there was a shooting, said the Miami Police Department. Public Information Officer Michael Vega, 4 teens were arrested. Police were dispatched for crowd control due to the juveniles refusing to leave. Vega said in an email to NBC News, some businesses were temporarily closed to allow us to clear the area. In the days after the incident, users on social media launched a speculation frenzy, homing in on what they described as the Miami Mall aliens. Some suggested police were responding to the aliens, not the teenagers. Several police reviewed video of the incident circulating online and claimed they could see an alien figure in the grainy footage. Others quickly posted memes.
200 cop cars, Meredith.
200?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. That might not be right, but there was an unbelievable amount of cop cars. And all of the footage from the mall somehow got erased from the cloud. And the cops are not allowed to talk about the incident.
So there's nowhere to see this footage now.
Yeah, TikTok, but it's not from inside the mall. It's from, and you know what the craziest thing is? On some of this footage that a girl was recording when she was running, you can see some kind of weird quote unquote portal, what could be determined to be a portal or whatever. And if you put the coordinates of where that happened in, and then you flip them around backwards, it takes you to Antarctica.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
And people are saying that the aliens put in the wrong coordinates. They were trying to go to Antarctica and accidentally ended up in the mall.
At the mall in Miami?
Yeah. It's just, whatever. It's interesting, whatever. But there's so many more videos coming forward about
this speech. Is a lot of cop cars.
Yeah. For fireworks and teens? I don't know.
I mean, if they thought it was a shooting.
No. And I there's rumors that civilians who were armed, who just happened to be carrying, were shooting at these things.
I'm watching the footage right now, and you can see that the cops are surrounding something that is moving on the staircase at this mall. There is a large gray figure that is walking just past these cop cars.
If you're talking about the footage that I think you're talking about, to me, it looked like a group of people walking, but there's also weird footage from a helicopter.
This is helicopter footage. Looking down.
Yeah. Where it looks like something black runs across and goes into the sewer. Like a black shadow. It's nuts.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's nuts. If you just go down that road.
And you can see there, there are so many cop cars.
Yeah. Just go down that rabbit hole. I don't know. And tell me. It's just intriguing. It's just interesting. There's so much we don't know about because we would all freak out if we knew, probably, or they think we would. So they, and then, dude, listen, have you heard about this Grush? Is his name Grush? Some, I literally have 1/10 of the story, but basically they had this closed door meeting in Congress and the people walked out of the room. It was about aliens and UFOs and stuff. And the people walked out of the room and were interviewed and confirmed that, yes, there are interdimensional beings, but they can't talk about it. Like, they all looked so rattled when they came out. So look at, go look for that footage too. It's really weird. I didn't know we were going to be talking about this. Otherwise I would have been happy to deep dive. But yeah, it's so interesting.
I don't think it's called Grush.
Yeah, I might have made that up.
Because that's a Pokemon thing.
My Taco Bell's outside. I'm going to go get it so it doesn't cool down. I'm not going to eat it.
All right, go get it. Just go get it. Go get it.
Okay, hold on. Nobody judge my jams. Don't look at me, Meredith. I don't.
What? And nobody was looking at you. That video of the alien, though, is at the mall, Miami Mall. If you have not looked at that, you should probably take a look at that. Grush. Ah, got it. David Grush. Grush claimed that he had conversations with unnamed officials that led him to believe that the U.S. federal government maintains a secret UFO or UAP recovery program and is in possession of non-human spacecraft along with their dead pilots. In 2022, Grush filed a whistleblower complaint with the U.S. Office of Intelligence Community Inspector General to support his plan to share classified information with the U.S. Senate Select Committee on Intelligence. He also filed a complaint alleging retaliation by his superiors over a similar complaint in 2021. A non-human spacecraft in 1933 was brought to the Vatican. Oh, this guy's got all sorts of information.
I'm like, I don't know how to explain my attitude about this whole thing. I just feel like, should I stop paying my bills right now? Like, is it about to, it's been so dark and gloomy outside. Our alien, like, what's going on? But yeah, I love it. I love it. I'm so ready for aliens. I mean, that's a terrible thing to say, probably, but we don't know anything about them. So I guess it's not good or bad to say that. I'm just open. I'm open to whatever's going to come. It's 2024. And this year I'm so open-minded that I will at least entertain the idea of whatever you present to me. If you're an alien and you want to hit it, let's talk.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
That took a turn.
I'm just kidding.
That took a turn. I'm just kidding. So, I mean, like, are you going to maybe set up a dating profile and on it say you must be an interdimensional being?
100%. Not a fan of the gray aliens. They're too old for me.
Young, hip, interdimensional being.
Yeah.
Open-minded.
Mm-hmm. Must be... No.
We'll have to think about how you want to word this.
Yeah, I think my whole goal with these aliens is for them to show me something that I've never seen. I don't want to have requirements for them. Humans can only do so much. So why would I try to limit what an alien can do? An alien can look at me and satisfy me with its thoughts. Who knows?
Wow.
I'm just saying, like, I'm open. I'm not even going to have any requirements for aliens. You tell me what's going on.
Okay. Now, will you say, though, to the alien, you can't hit it and quit it? Like, we have to, this is long term. I want something more. Or are you open to a hit it and quit it alien situation?
I'm open to a hit it and quit it alien situation. Yeah, okay. Of course. Like, once to experience it. And then after that, if it goes well,
right,
then I'd like to build a relationship with one first.
Mm-hmm. Test the waters.
I don't want to have casual alien intercourse because I don't know what they got going on. You know what I mean? What are they doing? Are they planting little ions in me? We don't know.
Little ions.
We don't know what kind of diseases they got up there in outer space. So
they might have cures for them. Or what if what they what?
I just missed my mouth entirely and just doused myself in water for like there was no drinking. I just took this and went whoosh, and it went whoosh, for no reason. Sorry, go ahead.
I was just thinking, what if when the alien probes you, you get cured of earthly diseases?
That's so hot.
That's so hot.
That is my kink. It's official. Official. Cure my health problems. Sec. Stop. That's it.
What if it's like, bam, no more diabetes. Bam.
Damn.
No more arthritis. Bam. No more nicotine addiction.
Stop. I'd be so pissed if this whole time they had the power to do that and they didn't give it to us.
Mm.
Oh my God, I'd bang all of them. I'd be so cured.
So cured.
I'd become a curer because I'd be so healed.
Mm.
Galen said, once you go alien, you never go back.
Maybe it's like they're the fountain of youth. Right?
Maybe.
It's like, forget Botox. Take an alien in the buttocks.
Stop. I was trying to think of something. That's so good. I don't know. That was really good. I was trying so hard, but it's
a little dabble, do ya?
No. Mm. You ruined it with that.
Listen. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, I did not think we were going to end this on alien sex, and I'm so glad we did. Have we talked about ghost sex before?
Only that I've seen some people who have said that they've, on the internet, who've said that they've had ghost sex.
Was that when we were on the Montage? Am I going through puberty? What was that? I feel like when we were on the Montage podcast, we talked about ghost sex for some reason, but...
We did. I don't remember why. Yeah. Did you have a new update about ghost sex? Okay.
No. I just was going to bring it up because I have a friend who said it was the best SEX of her life. I know.
Oh, you have a friend who has had ghost sex?
Allegedly, yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah, she was also addicted to meth.
Oh, okay.
But
at the time of the exchange?
I'm not sure.
I think
she was
it's
in
gonna
recovery
be...
when she told me.
Okay, so then I'm going to assume null and void.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of meth.
That's fair. But a lot of people have stories like this, so it makes you wonder.
Right, but I also want to know, when this happened, were you on drugs?
Yeah, that's...
Like, as a qualifying question.
It's a valid question.
And if the answer is, you know, no drugs at all, then I feel like we can go further down that rabbit hole. But if it's like, yeah, meth and heroin, well, you know what? I think you were having a trip.
Yeah, I think that can't be real, because if ghosts had the ability to do that, we wouldn't be able to stop them. And it would become... a really effed up situation. Scary.
Mm.
I'd be scared.
Just that every night a different ghost would be like, I'm gonna hit that?
I don't know, but can you imagine? Like, I don't know. It's very, no, not even like I'm gonna hit that, but like if a ghost wanted to do that, if a ghost was able to, what am I gonna do to stop it if I didn't want it? You can't punch a ghost in the face.
Mm-mm.
You can't call the cops on a ghost. They'll send 200 cop cars and nobody will believe you.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, do I believe in ghosts? Yes. But I don't think that they can interact in the sense of like a physical act on a person.
I don't know. I agree, but I also have experienced weird things where it feels like I'm being touched and nobody's there, but not in a romantic way, just in a poke way.
Okay.
That was a bad word to use in this situation.
It felt a little poke coming through.
Ew, dude, why was our moms letting us dance to that when we were 11? What the hell's going on?
I was not 11. I was
25. I'm just kidding.
But no, but that's, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I don't have really, nor do I want any experience with that.
I'm
cool with not knowing.
Yeah, aliens.
Oh, Jessica says, whenever I wake up coughing, my husband says a ghost got me.
Maybe ghosts aren't to consent. That's wild, dude. I don't know what happened just now. But yeah, Meredith. Ooh, sorry. I reminded myself of like a teenage boy on a cartoon of like a, I don't know how to explain it in my head, but I was like, but yeah, Meredith, go down the rip. Like the way I said it reminded me of like a skater mouse. What is that show?
Chuck E. Cheese?
No, dude. What is this show? Goofy? A Goofy movie?
Oh my gosh. You have lost it today.
I know, dude. My stomach is growling so loud and my Taco Bell's right there.
Yeah,
and did not know Taco Bell had breakfast, and I'm going to eat it, and then I'm going to get my, and then I'm not going to order. Can you hear my stomach growling?
No, but I think you should eat.
I'm gonna. Also, have you ever done this with your eyes?
Okay. So
you don't.
I think you should take your Taco Bell, go sit on the couch, and turn on A Curious Case of Natalie Grace.
Okay, I will.
Okay. As you're watching, I would like some text messages to let me know your thoughts.
Okay.
Just so we can be prepared to kind of talk a little bit about this next week. I want you to watch it.
So this is work, is what you're saying. Like,
yeah,
me sitting on the couch and not doing anything else that I have to do, it is because this is considered work. So yeah. I could write it off as a work trip. A work trip to the couch. Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. And then that'll be great. Will do. What's okay. It on Netflix? I don't have anything else.
Oh, no. I think it's on HBO Max.
Okay, well, give me your password.
I can't.
She's like, that's too far.
I think it's on Max. Where to watch? Oh, wait. You have YouTube Premium subscription?
Uh-huh.
I think you can watch it there.
Oh, great. I'll try. If I have any trouble, I'll let you know. But also, I'm going to have to see your new house soon. Not even necessarily in person. Like, I need a tour.
Okay. I watched it on Max, but I think you have YouTube TV Premium subscription. You can watch it there.
Okay. I'll let you know if I have any trouble.
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing next week. So
well,
everybody,
at least one of the things.
Everybody in the live stream right now, if you haven't watched it, go watch it so that we can all talk about it. Because I don't want to spoil it for anyone when we talk about it.
Too bad. Watch it, join us, or you're going to know, you're going to hear all about it because it's cray.
All right.
Yeah. All right, so join us next time for another episode of Take It
or Leave It, an advice-ish podcast hosted by two struggling moms
who have no idea what we're doing. And each week we make that clear.
Yeah, more and more clear as time goes on and old age settles in.
All right, we'll see you next time, guys.
Toodaloo, friends.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's why it's in disarray, because my neighbor, who I don't even know that well, came over because she saw me trying to lug a desk from someone's trash into my house by myself. And she...
You're such a... I can see you doing it. That's why I'm laughing. And it's like... It's like a troll who found a prize. And you're like... And I can see you like huffing and puffing and like your eyes getting wide and being like, my precious. You're pulling. Oh my god, I snotted.
I'm crying.
Oh my god, that's hilarious. What a great visual. What a great way to start the day.
Oh. Yeah, okay, hold on. Let me get my life together. Hold on.